This is the day's play after Saturday afternoon football at Marvel in round 22. The Western Bulldogs had the task of winning to keep their season alive. It was just the sort of motivation a wicked enemy in the Giants needed to try to bring them unstuck. It was a thriller. The Dogs prevailing by 5 points. Here's how Brenton Sanderson and Adam Cooney assessed the flow of the game.
Well, what was the record, Jared, for marks? We talked about that pre-game.
181.
181. So they fell short. 165 marks.
They had a crack, though.
They had a really good go at it, Coons. But and that was their strategy. We know going into this game, they knew it, we knew it. The sides that have beaten the Western Bulldogs this year have controlled the tempo of the game. They've gone forward when they needed to go forward, and they've beaten them through this containment zone that they've played all season, the Western Bulldogs. And we probably felt up here they went overboard with that in the first half, the Giants. And to their credit, they made some adjustments. They played with a lot of a heart. They played with a lot of spirit. Bit of a makeshift forward line today, and they threw everything they possibly could at the Western Bulldogs. They were out on their feet at the end. The Bulldogs just had a bit more run when it really mattered. And 165 marks, and that's something that the Western Bulldogs are going to have to look at in the off-season, and particularly for the remainder of this season. But, geez, I love Marcus Bontempelli's last quarter. Coons, I called it up here. He needed to stand up. He finished with 25 disposals and 6 clearances. He was inspirational in that fourth quarter. His ability to be able to lead his team, and I thought English was excellent too in that last quarter when they didn't have any ruckman to go to. They had to throw Himmelberg around the footy, but yeah, fantastic win for the Dogs. Really, just to show a bit of grit. It wasn't one of their best wins of all time, but they showed enough grit when it really mattered.
They did. And the Giants were gallant. It was a lackluster first half of footy. Came to life in the third term. A goal fest, really, compared to what happened in the first two quarters. Yeah, they just didn't have the firepower up forward around Jesse Hogan, who did a power of work to be able to get to those contests up on the wing. And then they just had a lack of representation once the ball hit the ground. I thought they kicked to really predictable spots that were easy to defend once they did get those entries inside 50, and the Western Bulldogs' small defenders mopped everything up. I mean, they were as clean as a whistle back there. Bailey Dale, Caleb Daniel, Ed Richards, all three I thought were superb for the afternoon, and they just didn't have enough in terms of the smalls to be able to work around Jesse Hogan, who worked manfully. I thought they were okay behind the footy, GWS. Josh Kelly's third term was incredible to get them back into the game, but you're right. I think they just ran out of legs, and they actually won the inside 50 count by 3, but a lot of that was a sort of long, laborious sort of setting up with that switching and slow play, and then kicking long from about sort of 70 or 80 metres out to easy, predictable positions for the Dogs to defend. So they got the job done, and they're still in with a shot to make the 8, the Dishes.
Welcome back to the day's play. The Western Bulldogs, 9-8-62, defeated the Giants, 8-9-57. So the Dogs are still there nipping away to see if they can pinch 8th place on the ladder. Here's how we called it on AFL Nation. Attacking kick, Norton! What clean hands he has! The first score from the boot of Aaron Norton should be a goal. It is just that. Kicks for the open setup, needs Riccardi. Cordy gets back, it bounced right up into Riccardi's lap, and he trickled it home for a goal. Kicks to a 2-on-1, the Dogs' favour. Waitman's the third man in, and he swings it through for a goal. He's got a trusty way around the teeth of the big sticks. He punches it clear of the defensive area. Steen couldn't get down to it. It hit his boot and ran toward the boundary with insufficient intent to keep it in. Dale's granted a few liberties, which he took, and he wind up, but he kicked the goal. Bailey Dale took advantage of nobody standing before him. Taylor kicks it to the teeth of goal, and Hogan has front position. Jesse Hogan, it's a pretty simple shot, close in, and he is up to the task. Has a look inside 50, and Riccardi full-chested on the lead. Riccardi gives it a pretty good look in flight. That'll do. Jake Riccardi lands his second, and the Giants hit the front. Hand pass it forward to Richards. Kick comes inside the 50. Norton's got plenty to beat. Lear across the front. Himmelberg underneath. Hand pass charged down by West. Got it away to Liberatore. Out of the pack. A very fine snap. Himmelberg didn't try. He smashes it forward to Green. Hand pass to Ward. This is on. He lets fly from 40 and kicks the goal. Bruin had a go. So too Ash and then Green. Good kick to Stein. Yet to kick one in his league career.
Yep. Okay. So this is for number one.
This is game number 19. It would be a good time. Jake Stein lets fly. He's got one now. And did he enjoy it? And lofts it in the Norton direction. A few up against him. It came the way of English. He snapped the goal. Hand pass to Williams. Broke the lines. Through the 50. Has a ping. Kicks the goal. Boom. And just like that, the Dogs are back in front. Now to Williams. Out to Bailey Smith. Runs to the 50. He too has a goal.
He's got it.
Strikes. The Dogs are electric. Vandermeer got a kick away inside 50. And Williams cuts across the front of two defenders to take the mark. Testing set shots from 50 metres out. Bailey Williams, good looking line. It feeds in. That's the way to do it. Feel the way of Lloyd. Out to Ash. Just needs a runner going by. Bruin is that. Confronted. Had to go backwards and sideways. Ash gives it off. Haynes loads it up. From 50, good contact, great carry, goal. Hand pass to Bruin, back to Cornelio, right against the boundary. Centering ball, hoping for Hogan. He was going to get one eventually. Jesse Hogan, close in. Oh, yes, he squeezed it in at the right-hand posts. Keefe in the pocket, nearly took fright, then swings it at goal. He could have
kicked it.
Oh, he did. You would not believe that from Lachie Keefe. His teammates certainly don't. Bontempelli at the back, gathers, shuttles the hand pass to Vandermeer. Kick for Jugelhagen. Got it! Full stretch, tipped it up, marked it on the way down. To put the Dogs in front, Jugelhagen's nursed it through. This is the end of it. Tossed up, English down to Bontempelli. Hand pass, the Dog season stays alive by the skin of their teeth. They hold off the Giants, win by 5 points, and still remain a chance to make this final series.